right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Beautiful.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you so much for noticing me. And you, not too bad.
Honestly, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Thank you. And yeah. Also, not bad yourself.
Do you mind if I add something?
No, please.
I was going to say that meant so much that I feel seen and I feel heard, as well as the fact that normally I know you can be a little pitchy, but you've been working on it. And guess what? I can tell.
You know, that if you don't mind.
Well, oh, sure.
It's funny that I just want to first off say thank you, because I know that sometimes people who don't really hear pitch correctly think that I'm a little bit pitchy. And so it's just good to know that you are one of those people, and I'm willing to work with you in finding kind of where you fit in the whole musical spectrum. And as your friend, dare I say, I'm looking forward to that journey.
I love that. Thank you so much. And can I circle back to something before we proceed?
Please. Yeah, of course.
Do you mind?
No, never.
I really have to say this because people don't do this enough.
Uh-huh.
You know, they don't take the time to sort of take that time out and say, hey, thank you. Thank you.
Totally.
For seeing me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And having perfect pitch wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't for me. Did I tell you that
No.
about my struggles with growing up with perfect pitch?
Well, I know your struggles with pitch. I didn't know.
I struggle with pitching because camping is beneath me.
Oh, that tent.
I don't have time to camp because of my vocal
journey. That's because I was going to say, I know that, you know, some people sort of, they start their lives and people go, you're not going to be a soccer player. You know what I mean? You're not going to be an NBA player. And for you, I think, especially, and I could be wrong, but being homosexual, to not be musical, it doesn't feel right. You know what I mean?
You know, it's funny you should mention, because I was most likely to be in the NBA, most likely to play professional soccer, most likely to sing at the world-renowned opera house, and of course, also most likely to succeed in anything and everything. I believe you got what? Runner-up for class clown?
Well, high school, I got most dramatic.
I didn't go to high school because I was actually sent immediately to the Boston Conservatory for music.
It's so hard when you peak early, you know?
No, I don't know, but I can imagine.
Oh, I feel alive.
I feel even more alive.
I love that. Let's compete the whole time. How are you? What's going on? You're traveling today.
Yes, I am.
That's wild.
Listen, it's been a busy month, but also not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I'm like, yeah, I feel busy. I'm accomplishing nothing, which is
rare
and fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, my birthday is tomorrow.
I love that.
And so tonight I'm going to Denver. There's a bunch of us going. There's more than I thought.
Yeah, it's the birthday trip that is with people that we don't always know and we're not sure where we're going to be, but it's going to be a big trip.
There's 10 of us.
10?
10.
Okay, yeah, that's a big number. We're in the two dige.
We're staying at like my friend's friend's boyfriend's.
Okay, he's got a villa? What's happening?
I know. Well, here's the thing.
Does everyone
get a room?
Number one,
I'm like, this man is the nicest man probably in the history of men. Because would you ever let, like, if Tim was like, hey, some of my friends from Colorado, 9 of them, are going to come. And is it cool if we stay at your place? And also, do you mind, like, getting alcohol before they get there? Because it's going to be late. And
I wouldn't. Already, I'd stop you right there and I'd say that's a no-go. But wait. Wait, what's the sleeping arrangement? Wait a second. Because I would be like, yeah, LOL. But who gets a... How many... I thought that this was a rich boyfriend who had a villa with 10 rooms.
I don't think that it is.
Oh, no.
I do think the sleeping arrangements are going to be...
No.
Interesting. I mean, here's the thing is that, of course, I have backups on deck.
Okay, good. Thank God. Love.
I don't want to be like, actually, I'm just going to get a hotel.
Yeah.
But I have talked to a few other where I'm like, if it's like I can't sleep on a floor. So
no,
we'll see. But I mean, I guess really I'm only there Wednesday. I mean, today's Wednesday and then I'm there Thursday, Friday, and I come home Saturday. So,
okay. Not too long.
No, I'm letting go. I'm letting God. And
yeah,
you know, I have to turn into cruise control, Chris, which is my vacation alter ego.
I love that. Good for you. Oh, yeah. Get the hat. You got to wear a, what do you call it? Bucket hat.
This is a free bucket hat that got sent to me by Jessica Alba. It says, love living consciously.
Who doesn't? That's a bucket hat you can be proud to wear.
I'm not wearing it. I am going to wear my Shania Twain t-shirt, though.
Hell yeah.
I've decided.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I love that.
But yeah, that's all I have going on.
And then do you guys have like plans every night? Is it like, oh, we're going to...
Well, tomorrow we're going to a concert at Red Rocks.
Oh, cool. I've heard that's really cool.
So I've never... Like, it's like a EDM kind of like...
Oh.
Which, you know, not really my thing, but
sure.
From what I've heard, it'll be cool because it's at Red Rocks.
Yeah, right. That's cool. It's like the outdoor venue.
And it's, yeah, like built into the ground and there's like...
Yeah. Ooh, that's cool.
And there'll be like crazy lights and stuff, I guess. Like, and I think...
Are you going to do drugs?
Jesse, this is a public podcast. Absolutely.
Okay, sorry.
Not.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. It's just the way that you presented. I said, that sounds so fun on drugs.
Listen, if it sounds fun on drugs...
It probably is fun on drugs.
Then I'm probably doing drugs at it.
Yeah. I love that. Good for you.
But, you know...
Yeah. Colorado is easy.
We'll see. We'll see.
I love that.
Thank you. That was just an example of my perfect pitch.
Gorgeous. Well, my morning started really rough.
Uh-oh.
I am still recovering.
Oh, we had to cut some nails, huh?
Okay, so famously, I love my Petunia Winnie. I love her so much. She's an angel. She was sent from God to me, okay? Or the universe, whatever you believe in. And she and I are thick as thieves, and everybody knows that, okay? But Winnie, like her mother, has past trauma that maybe we haven't worked through yet. Maybe it's from another lifetime. I don't know. And the thing is, I know that, you know that, we all know that. Her old vet used to love joking with me about the fact that she was his worst client, that she really is difficult, that he finds it, you know, not fun to come here. And we joked and we laughed and we had fun. Okay. And then they retired. And then I took a few months to panic. And now Winnie's getting caught on everything. And, you know, she's wrecked him a few times, you know, and myself, I actually got hit a few days ago. So I hired this new place. I called ahead of time. I said, I want to make sure there's going to be two people. She's a really stressed out cat. You got to kind of, they're like, absolutely. So the gang comes. Okay. It's three women. I said, we're golden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Three women come into my apartment and I'm feeling like girl gang. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's Charlie's Angels in the bathroom with my cat Winnie, who does turn into a villain, and I'm feeling good. And I got Winnie in the bathroom and I'm a wreck all morning. Okay. God forbid I get through this unscathed. So two of them go in. One of them's asking me questions outside. And I said, that's a really great idea because distract me. Let's all be distracted.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And they come in, they go, she's so cute. And I go, absolutely.
Like, you are going to change your mind.
Yeah. And then I hear some sounds, some things. And next thing I know, they come out and they're like, so it isn't going to happen this time. And I said, what? they're like, so she is really, really panicked and anxious and she's attacking. And I said,
yeah, well, that's why I
yeah, that,
be like, guess what? It's going to happen like that next time, too.
Yeah. So they gave me drugs. They're like, oh, you're going to drug her. I said, OK, but I'm going to let you know when he has the she devil inside of her that I could drug her. And then if I put her in the bathroom, she's going to be like, I'm going to fight like hell with all I've got. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it was just really disappointing. And, you know, just really, it sucked. It sucked so much. And I felt really badly about myself. And they were like, honestly, thank God Tim was here, because obviously as soon as I closed the door, I burst out crying.
Well,
burst out crying. I was surprised I didn't cry in front of him.
Now, I've never had cats.
Okay.
So I don't know a whole lot about cats, but my what's the declawing process? Do they like put them asleep to do it?
The declawing that they say is really inhumane.
But if they're like, do you know what I mean? Like, anesthesia? Are they like,
I don't know,
put asleep, like a surgery to get it done? Because yes, it's inhumane. But if they're asleep,
it's still
inhumane. But it's inhumane to fucking have to wrestle this cat every fucking month.
Well, that's the thing. They really scared me because she was like, like, I have to drug her so she's not so panicked. She was like, what happens if Winnie gets sick? And I was like, I don't know.
Like, aren't you a vet?
Yeah, like, I really was disappointed with, like,
pin her ass down and do it.
Yeah, pin her ass. Like, listen, I was like that, too, when I was a kid and I would get a shot. Like, my dad would have to eventually, and the doctor, shove me against the wall because I tried to talk my way out of it. I would, you know, and then I would fight, you know, fight or flight. And when it came to shots, I am a fighter. And so is Winnie. And, you know, pin her. She's 10 pounds.
Yeah, it's time to tough love the cat.
So I might have to go with another vet who is a little more tough love, or, I mean, I don't know. But when they say, like, what are you going to do when she gets sick? And I'm like, first of all, let's never say that. That's A. B, when that happens, Winnie might elect to just go peacefully. I don't know.
Wait, they asked you, like, wait, what?
They were just like, that's like, she's really panicked. She was like, and if we don't figure out how to calm her down, which I'm like, we're never going to calm her down. This has been from day one. They were like, then what are we going to do if something's wrong and we have to give her treatment? And I said, I don't know.
Be like, you fucking,
I don't know.
Take her to the goddamn hospital, fucking pin her ass down, give her a shot so she fucking falls asleep.
And then let's go. I was like, do you have a shot with you? You could just inject
be like, just
her
like
right
her
now?
Mama
let's
fucking
go.
Put me to sleep.
Tranquilize me.
Yeah, that's what has to be done. They can't just do that.
I can't believe it. I actually can't. And I was upset. Actually, at first I was like, I'm a failure. My cat's a failure. And now I'm like, that was really just lame.
Do they make like things to put on a cat? Like you know how they have
yes, Winnie was in the other vet would put her in a straitjacket.
Like that, and also like a face thing.
Yeah, put her
like a muzzle.
Put her face in a thing. I gave them a towel. I said, throw it over her face so you can't see her, because then she's really not that scary.
Yeah, be like, you gotta fucking overpower her ass.
It was wild. And like, they didn't even have kind of gloves on, so I was already a little hesitant, like, okay, they're going in raw hands. You know, the other place it was like he looked like an owl catcher, but I loved that for us.
Yeah.
And now it's, you know, and then they just come out and I felt it was just, and here's $100 and whatever for nothing.
Yeah, what the fuck? Did they even cut one nail?
Not one nail. Winnie won.
I wonder if there's like, yeah, I'm like, they make sleeping pills and stuff.
Yeah, they're going to send me like some type of drug to like put. But I know Winnie, and Winnie is going to learn the smell of the drug and then be like, I'm not taking that. You're going to drug me. And I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
So that was how the day started.
Well, that's fun.
Well, it was fun and it's exciting, you know?
I went to Rumble.
Oh, okay. Way to kick a cat when she's down. Good for you. You're rumbling like you actually cannot stop rumbling.
Well, I hadn't because I was home, but I was working out a lot. But can I tell you my pet peeve?
Okay, yeah, give it.
As a large person, don't pay special like whenever there's a new there's like a couple of trainers, and then like sometimes when it's someone I haven't taken before, where I'm like they're giving me too much attention in class, where it's like I gotta be nice to this fucking person so that they keep trying to work out, and I'm like, I've been here 140 times.
Yeah.
Why don't you deal with the Gumby motherfucker next to me who's like...
Wait, maybe they were just a fan, though. Maybe they just
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. You think that they were... Like, are you saying sort of pandering towards you? Patronizing?
No, like, not patronizing, but the, like... Well, maybe where they're not being patronizing, but I'm finding it patronizing because I'm, like, hyper...
Sensitive, maybe.
Sensitive, but I'm like, there are people... I know there's people whose first class this is. Like, go hold their bag and talk to them. What the fuck are you doing over here?
Yeah.
It's just...
It's not wanting attention.
Well, it's also, I'm like, I'm good at this.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Maybe they're, and are you saying they sort of don't go up to people who are good? They all...
Thin.
Oh, wait.
Like, I feel like they come up to me because they're like, this is a fat person working out. We have to be extra nice to make him, like, keep coming.
Okay. I don't think that's true. I think that's...
How the fuck would you know? You've never been there.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. And I will say, if they're doing that, I'll murder them. And that's rude and that's insane.
Well, I think they mean well. It's just like...
Oh, you don't like it.
I'm just like, look at the thing that says that this is my 140th class.
Maybe just tell them, I'm good. Stop coming up to me.
No, of course not. I would never. And I'm like... But like...
Yeah, I went to my first Orange Theory class in literally a month, and there was a new instructor I'd never had. And listen, she kept checking in with me. And at one point, I forget what she said. She gave me a thumbs up, and I think I thought I lifted my hand and gave a thumbs up, but turns out my arm was dead and it did not do that. And I just gave her a thumbs up with my eyes. And then she gave herself a thumbs up back. And I said, thank you for doing it for me.
Wait, what?
I don't remember if I said any words.
How do you give yourself a thumbs up back?
She just kind of gave a thumbs up and then pointed at me, and then I did nothing. And she was like, she just like gave it to herself. And I said, thank you for doing that. And then she later on was like, you okay? And I said, I'm surviving.
Be like, I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at you. We're in a fight.
Did you feel better after?
I felt so good after. My body is so sore. And it does remind me, I'm like, bitch, you gotta go. Like, it's so... And then guess what?
What?
I go to this class. I haven't been in a month. I'm like, whatever I do, I want to keep my head down. I want to just get in, get out, whatever. I walk in and someone's like, Jesse Jollis? Oh. And I said, or I will be, you know. This girl who in my sorority was like my grand little. Okay. So like I was a senior, she was a freshman. And I actually I remember really liking her. And, but you know, then I didn't really talk to her. I mean, and we went different paths. And then anyhow, now she lives in Astoria and works at the gym. And
she's like, this is my grand big.
She literally said that. And I said, aha. I said, way to age me. But then she was like, I quit the sorority that next year. And I said, okay, wait, you're way braver and cooler.
And be like,
than
well, then you're
I
not
was.
My grand little, you little bitch.
Yeah. You deactivated from my love. And you can take that. But we're getting drinks. Like, but it was actually really fun. And she was so nice. But I was humiliated how many times I had to keep coming up to the counter and like asking questions.
What questions?
Well, okay, so I haven't turned on my device in a month, so I had to like recharge it, like it wouldn't turn on, and like then the charger in the room, someone was already there, so I had to bring it out to the desk, and like it was just pish posh applesauce, but you know, it was very funny. I said, and now I've got a friend at the gym, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
Can you believe? I know.
That's exciting.
It was exciting. It was exciting. I snuck in and now I'm like, I really got to go back. I really got to move that body. You know what I mean?
Move right out of my life.
Life.
I've been watching Well, when I was home, I watched American Idol with my mom.
Okay, iconic. What a throwback. Is Clay Aiken the judge, right?
No.
Oh, sorry. I thought I saw ads for... Okay.
The judges are the same as they've been the past, like, 5 years. Katy Perry. I think okay. Clay Aiken was, like, came out in an episode or something.
Oh, okay. There was such a funny clip of him where this girl was like, my mom did it with
Clay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was so funny.
But can I say, I'm like, I don't believe a lot of the shit that goes on American Idol because, number one, I'm like, they didn't introduce him.
Clay Aiken?
To the girl? Yeah.
Probably not.
But, like, why? Like, they weren't like, this is your coach, Clay Aiken? And then she's like, do you know what I mean?
I feel like a producer probably, she was like, my mom was on with Clay Aiken. And then the producer was like, do you know what Clay Aiken looks like? And she's like, no. And there, she's like, perfect. I've got a good bit. You know, like, I feel like they purposely didn't tell her so they could have that organic interaction, which was honestly the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know who the... So, number one, there's no mean judge anymore.
Okay. Listen,
no,
didn't like...
No, it's too much, though.
Okay.
You need to find... Much, there though. Needs to be someone that's like...
Just tough love. I need someone who's going to give tough love.
Who's giving tough love and not like every performance, all three of them stand.
Oh, yeah. Stupid.
And they're always like, yes, you're... And like, there'll be 10 people there. They can only pick two and they'll be like, you, every single person. They're like, that was amazing. Like, you are our pick. And then the next girl goes, you're so great. You are our pick. And then obviously it gets to the end and they're like, we pick these two.
Oh my God.
And not the two that deserve it. I think there's heavy production involvement.
Yeah.
And also the stylist. I think each of them must get a team of stylists once they hit the top 24. Because they come out like...
rocking.
Completely different people.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some of the outfits, I'm like, yes, that's such a slay. But on the same note, I'm like, who is this girl?
And that's the thing. They're probably trying to package them as something.
Very much.
Yeah, it's very packaged, which kind of sucks. Yeah.
And they've been loving like a big flowy dress, skirt dress, but they all are in it. Lots.
Oh, yeah. Like, too much.
Everyone's in a metallic. Everyone's like...
I almost feel like if I were on that show, I'd be like, I'd like to go punk, like punk goth hard. I need to be the punk goth. Like, you can be so different that way, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but they do that too. There's the ones that are that.
Oh, there is.
Where they're like, you're the country guy. All of a sudden, he has like a beard and like long hair and chunky necklace. It's too much. I don't need the fucking sob stories.
I know. Everyone, you better have a sob story or you better make one up.
It'll be like one girl. So this one kid who's really good, but he's like, dad died and whatever. That's his whole thing. The next girl, she's like, number one, she's just like a white, in shape girl.
Right.
Who is like 20 years old.
Ew.
Number one, they still have the age limit. So there's no one over 28 and almost everyone is like 17 to 23.
No one over 28?
No. And even this season, there was one 28-year-old and the rest were literally like 16, 17, 18.
Oh my God.
22. And they're all like, I've been wanting this for so long. I've been working for so long. I'm like, this bitch is still in high school. Literally.
Yeah. Honey, two choirs isn't working so hard so long.
But the one girl, she's like, it's really hard. Like, there's not a lot of, I don't see a lot of people like me. She's going on. I'm like, is this girl a lesbian? Like, what is going on? It was that she was really into sports in high school.
Wow.
That's her thing. She's not different. Her boyfriend's there.
Okay, goodbye. If you have a boyfriend there, goodbye.
Like, I can't. And she also
I don't like that.
What do you think about this new trend of like curtain bangs?
I mean, I guess if you want it, do it. I don't know.
You don't know what they are, do you?
Of course I do. I actually had curtain bangs for a little bit, famously. What do I think of it? I guess it's like it's like that 70s shag back kind of thing. Like, what do I think of it? I don't know. I guess it's like either dare to get bangs or don't. Stop with the curtains.
That's fair.
That's all I'm saying. Curtain bangs. It's like I did that when I wanted bangs and I was too scared. And I said, can I see what it looks like a little?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like wispy bangs like Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
In the 90s bangs are back also.
Yes, definitely. Like, you have to have thick hair to have bangs is what my takeaway from that was, as well as your hair has to just kind of like want to do that. My hair was like, what are you doing? How dare you? And I said, you're right. I don't know what I'm doing. But some people force it and some people it looks great.
I don't like hair on my forehead.
Yeah, I don't like it either. It wasn't for me, but I'm glad I tried it.
It's bad for your skin also.
Yeah. Or someone, I was like, is oil good for your face? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't think so either.
Isn't that why there's like always like every product is like oily skin?
Right. But I think they say if you have oily skin, you get more breakouts. But if you have oily skin, you get less wrinkles.
Well, that explains it. Why I have less wrinkles and breakouts all the fucking goddamn time.
See, I don't know.
But anyway, what do you have planned for the weekend?
For the weekend. Actually, one of my friends is having a birthday karaoke party, which famously, I'm actually not a huge karaoke gal, but I can sing with the best of them. It's a private room. I just hope I don't lose my voice. Last time there was a tambourine and I became the tambourine, you know, lady. I was very good.
Were you doing it too much, though?
Yeah, I'm sure. Everyone was like, could someone please take the tambourine?
Like, they're like, it's not the song.
But I think it really helps, you know? I'm finding that beat. I'm making lifts. I'm making shakes. I don't know. It makes it so I feel like I'm not obligated to sing with you.
I'd be the bitch that takes the tambourine from your hands.
Wow. And that would hurt. What are good karaoke songs?
I like to do anything from the musical version of Grey's Anatomy, the musical episode, of course.
Wait, really?
Yes. Chasing Cars, Torn, The Story, 2 a.m.
Wow. 2 a.m. Okay.
Man calls me because I'm still awake. Can you help me unravel my latest mistake? I don't love him. Winter just wasn't my
season.
Iconic.
I could do Alanis Morissette.
Of course. That's like...
Of course. That's a classic.
Which one? Everyone does Alanis Morissette.
Oh, really? Well, here's the thing. One time I did Celine Dion, If You Touch Me Like This, If You Hold Me Like That. I forget what it's called. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was kind of good. I don't know. Karaoke really stresses me out, so... I like to do songs that I actually know, because what I've realized about myself is I think I know a song and it goes on the karaoke and I'm like, oh, I know the first verse and that's, I don't know any of the other stuff. Like, and I'm dyslexic. I can't keep up. So I've really buffooned myself hard. So I got to do things that are like, we know it. We know it.
Well, what else is on the roster? I also... love, you know, some Elton John is always fun.
That's true. I'll Make a Man Out of You is pretty fun and I do enjoy it.
I don't think I know that song.
Stop it.
I swear.
From Mulan, I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Oh, I don't like know Mulan that well, honestly.
It's from the old cartoon.
Well, I know what Mulan is.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I just don't.
Oh, it was like my favorite. I loved that song. But that's a good one. That's a classic. You know, honestly, what's the other one that's like, turn around, heaven. Did I already say that? Did you already say that?
No, but every Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Raitt is that song.
Not bad. But see, that's the
but
other.
But it's another it's one like, where I feel like you don't know it.
Yeah, I know. And that's the problem. I go, I know it. I know the chorus. And then people are like, you don't know the verses. I'm like, fuck. So I probably can't do that one if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I really, it's limited. I could do some Taylor Swift. Just some.
Well, that would.
Fairy Tale.
That's
really.
Probably a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I'm not that good at karaoke.
What's Fairy Tale?
Okay, I forgot the name. Yeah, it's like, it's a love story. That's it. It's a love story. Okay.
It's called Love Story.
See, I get nervous even talking about it now. I'm like, I'm not going to know the words. I'm not going to know the song. I don't even know the titles. I actually do. I'm like, okay, the one way you could help yourself out is to come so prepared where I have 5 songs I could possibly sing so that I'm not looking through the book the whole time like a loser, which is what I normally do.
But if you come too prepared, if you come too prepared and they don't have it,
That's always, yeah. And then I'm like, I'm done. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and it's going to be like, actually, I don't feel good.
I feel sick, unfortunately.
It is the best. I love a karaoke party because you can leave pretty easily.
Can you?
Because you're just like, I gotta go. Because like, you can't really talk that much. So it's like,
yeah,
easy to be like, I gotta go. Or like, like the host is singing and you're like, I gotta run. You like,
just, I love this. Just yeah. Get,
like, I'll Venmo me. You know?
Yeah, Venmo. Yeah, yeah, I love a Venmo. Yeah, listen, I mean, it's in the city, so I feel so, I'm like, look at me, like, going to a thing in the city, you know, on a Saturday night. So I have that, and I'm kind of excited, although I'm obviously nervous, because I'm nervous about karaoke, and I have to choose a song, but I think I'll do it.
It's all in good fun.
It's all in good fun, and that's what counts.
That is what counts.
Thank you for knowing.
Meet me here.
I thought you were going to sing Edelweiss.
No.
That's a great karaoke song.
Yeah, really pump up the jams.
That's funny. I do love that song, though. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Meanwhile, I like my friend Lauren and I do, yeah, bring the...
The heat.
The vibe down, some might say, with our Grey's Anatomy. And only one time has someone been like, is this just the entire Grey's Anatomy musical episode?
Wow, yeah. I mean, to know that is incredible. I don't know it that well.
Well, I just know, well, yeah.
You do know it. Good for you. I could watch. I just started watching Game of Thrones.
Oh, she has a boyfriend.
For the first time in like 12 and like 12 years later. And I'm like, here we go.
I haven't watched it.
Thank you for being like me. Yeah. Here I go.
I tried. I'm like, why is it in another? Everyone's fucking speaking a weird language that isn't like real.
I can't help but feel so embarrassed for everybody a part of it.
Do you know that one time when I was working at the restaurant, people like on Game of Thrones night, it was like, yeah, it was the Super Bowl. Like nobody would come in and it would all be like delivery orders. And someone ordered and didn't answer his door. We called him like four times. He doesn't answer.
Yeah.
The doorman calls him. He doesn't answer. I'm like, just leave it on his fucking door handle. They leave it on his door handle. He calls 3 hours later and is like, I ordered and the food never came. I was like, yeah, we called you five fucking times. Like, yeah. I'm like, it's been hanging on your door handle since 7:30. And he is like, oh man, come on. It's Game of Thrones. What do you want? And I was like, you ordered the food.
Also, isn't an episode only an hour? I'd be like, 3 hours?
Yeah, I'm like, what were you fucking doing? Getting ready?
Yeah, you freak.
You fucking loser. I don't have time. Yeah. For your bullshit. But of course, we'll remake it and send it out. Thank you so much.
Of course. Enjoy your food. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
I hope the Game of Thrones team you wanted won.
Yeah, I'm like, I hope whoever the fuck you're rooting for got slashed the fuck up this episode.
Yeah, me too. And regrets being born. Yeah, it's very interesting.
It is.
Like, it really is. Because, like...
Are you into it?
I'm only two episodes in or something.
And are you into it?
I wouldn't say I'm learning about essentially everyone. I guess it's like Succession, except for no one's wealthy. Well, the king's wealthy and there are less repercussions.
I haven't watched the Succession either.
Me neither. I actually haven't watched it, but I know it's about like bad people where people are like, it's about bad people. We hate these characters. Isn't that fun? And you're like, I guess I like to like someone on the show, but that's me. And so this is like, everyone's bad, but good. It's like, oh, he's a bad, he just killed a kid, but you'll see why later. And you're like, well, he did kill a kid. I don't care what his upbringing was. He has killed a child, but you know, that's like, it's like everyone's bad. Have fun. That's the vibe.
That's kind of like what it's like to live in the world.
Yeah. But do I think the outfits are fun? And like, I guess it's like clearly shot by a man just because there's so much naked tit. The amounts of tit, if I had a nickel for every nipple, if it were nickel a nipple, it would be raining money up in here. And you can just tell it's shot and written by men. And you know what? What isn't? But I'm trying to get it. Some of it, I guess it's like there's sex. There's a lot of sex.
Ugh, I'd rather just watch porn.
I know, right?
I don't need sex in my TV shows unless it's gay.
Yeah.
Then I'll watch it.
Me too. So I don't know. It's just like...
Watch. I'll get a DM being like, actually, in Game of Thrones episode, season 4, episode 5, there's two men that kiss.
I'm sure. I don't know what's up next. I don't know what's coming. Only like right now, there's just a lot of female brothels. So they're like, let's have a meeting at a brothel. And there are just tits everywhere.
Has nobody heard of Starbucks?
Nobody does Starbucks back then.
Like, meet at Starbucks.
I know. It's like, have respect. Or like, they all have wolves, which is kind of fun. I'm like, why don't I have a pet wolf? I fucking love that.
Well, they're not meant to be kept as pets, really.
Well, neither is Winnie, but here we are. So, yeah, I'm watching Game of Thrones, and who knows?
Maybe you'll become a got girly.
I know. Next Halloween, I'll be like, I'm whatever. Like, everyone who's ever done that, I've been like, who are you? I have no reference and no idea.
I'm Andromedon.
Exactly. All the names are so wild. It's crazy to me people can remember them.
Oh, I know. They're like, this is my dog, Lady Antioxidante. She's from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly. And Tim's like trying to talk to me about it. And it's like, who? I'm like, oh, the mean queen. I'm like, oh, the witch kind of woman. I'm like, oh, the man who's repulsive. Like, I'm just like, I refuse to learn names half the time.
Amen.
You know, it's like, be who you are and are who you be.
I think that's a great sentiment to
thank you
end on today.
Thank you.
Because I do have a flight to catch.
I know. Must be nice. He's a jet setter.
I'm a jet setter. What can I say?
Honestly, I just hope that you don't get, you know.
What?
Searched at the airport.
Again? I know. I'm like, am I going to get fucking dick felt up again today?
I know.
Fingies crossed.
Yeah, well, have fun. Well, if it happens, have fun.
It's a different... I'm going to LaGuardia today, so hopefully...
Oh, it'll be better. They're not uptight there, I don't think.
Uptight.
You know, I don't know.
They don't insist on groping.
Yeah, they're chill.
Okay, but anyway, guys.
Yeah.
Until next time. Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye! The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.